Field Honest Presence, From Field to Freezer, How I Learned to Butcher My Own Deer, Badly, Then Better. The first deer I butchered myself was a disaster. I had YouTube pulled up on my phone, a dull knife I'd sharpened badly, and the kind of confidence that only comes from never having tried something before. The deer hung in my buddy's garage for 2 days while I watched videos and read articles, telling myself I was dry aging. It. The truth was, I was scared to start cutting, and I didn't want to admit it. When I finally started, I butchered it wrong. I went through the silver skin instead of peeling it off. I cut with the grain instead of against it on two of the back straps, which made them tough no matter how I cooked them. The front shoulders I hacked into unrecognizable chunks because I didn't know how to follow the muscle seams. By the time I was done, I had about 40% less meat than I should have, and what I had was ugly. My wife looked at the packages and asked if I'd used a hatchet. I ate that deer anyway. Every package of it over the next 9 months, steaks, stew meat, burger, and a lot of sausage. I paid a processor to make from my scrap pile. It tasted like venison. Some of it was good. Some of it was tough enough to resole boots. But I learned something from every meal that didn't turn out, and the deer after that one was better. The one after that was better still. Why I stopped using processors. I used a processor for my first 3 or 4 deer. Drop off the carcass, pick up neat white packages a week later. It's convenient. It's also a gamble. You don't know if the meat you're getting back is actually your deer. You don't know how clean their grinder is. You don't know if they trimmed out the fat and silver skin properly. And you definitely don't get the variety of cuts that come from a careful home butcher. More than that, though, processing your own animal changes your relationship with the hunt. You spend hours with the animal after the shot, handling every muscle, making decisions about what becomes steak and what becomes stew. There's no shortcut for that. It's the final and longest step of the process, and skipping it feels like leaving the last chapter of a book unread. What I actually do now. I've butchered maybe 20 deer at this point. I'm not fast, I'm not pretty, but the meat is clean, the cuts are consistent, and nothing goes to waste. Here's the workflow that took me years to settle on. Quarter in the field if you're far from the truck. I hunt public land out west, so I'm rarely close to a road. Gutless method, skin one side, remove the front and rear quarter. Flip and repeat. Back straps come out last, then the tenderloins through a small cut behind the ribs. Neck meat if I'm not packing far. Everything goes into game bags and into the pack. The carcass stays where it lay, which feels wrong the first time and then makes perfect sense. Age it if you can. I hang quarters in a spare fridge set to 34-38 degrees Celsius for 5 to 7 days. The fridge is an old dorm-sized unit I bought for $40 on Facebook Marketplace. I added a small fan to circulate air. Wet aging in a fridge isn't the same as dry aging in a walk-in cooler, but it tenderizes the meat and deepens the flavor. If I can't age it too warm, no fridge space, I butcher immediately. Fresh venison is still venison. Aged venison is better, but only if you control the temperature. If you can't, cut it up. Follow the seams, not the bones. A deer is assembled the same way every time. The front shoulder breaks down into 4 or 5 distinct muscle groups. The rear quarter has the top round, bottom round, eye of round, and sirloin tip if you want to get fancy. The key is to find the natural seams between muscles and separate them with your fingers. Then cut through only the connective tissue. A boning knife helps, something thin and flexible, like a Victorinox 6-inch curved. It costs $15. And it's the only knife I use for butchering. Trim everything. Fat, silver skin, and connective tissue do not belong in your freezer. Venison fat is waxy and carries a strong flavor that most people don't like. Silver skin turns into rubber when cooked. I trim until the meat is clean red muscle. It takes longer. It's worth it. The trim pile goes into the grinder for burger. That's where the fat and connective tissue belongs. Ground finely and mixed with something else. The three recipes that made me stop hating my own cooking. I ruined a lot of venison before I figured out that deer is not beef. You can't cook it the same way, season it the same way, or expect the same results. Here are the three recipes that turned my venison from edible into something I actually look forward to. Backstrap medallion, salt and pepper only. Cut the backstrap into 1-inch medallions. Salt generously. Let sit at room temperature for 20 minutes. Get a cast iron pan hot, smoking hot. A little avocado oil. Sear 1 minute per side. Rest 5 minutes. That's it. Nothing else. The deer did the work. You're just not screwing it up. Medium rare or rarer. If it's gray in the middle, you went too long. Throw it back to the deer and start over. Venison stew that doesn't taste like regret. Cube some front shoulder or neck meat into 1-inch chunks. Brown in batches. Don't crowd the pan. Deglaze with red wine. Add beef stock, a can of diced tomatoes, onions, garlic, carrots, potatoes, bay leaf, thyme, a tablespoon of Worcestershire. Simmer low for 3 hours. Add frozen peas at the end. The key is time. Venison needs low and slow to break down the connective tissue that makes the front end tough. Rushing it gives you meat-flavored rubber. Burger mix that actually tastes good. Venison burger is lean. Too lean. Straight venison burger falls apart and tastes dry. I mix mine 86-20 with pork shoulder. Grind them together, not separately. The pork adds fat and keeps the patty together on the grill. Season with salt, pepper, garlic powder, and a splash of Worcestershire mixed into the meat before forming patties. Cook to medium. It'll still be pink inside, and that's fine. It's not grocery store beef. Nobody has ever complained about these burgers. Not even my kids. And my kids complain about everything. The point. Butchering your own deer is not about saving money. By the time you buy a grinder, a vacuum sealer, a spare fridge, and a few good knives, you're probably in the hole for the first season or two. It's about knowing exactly what's in your freezer and how it was handled. It's about turning the biggest part of the hunt, the animal itself, into something you feed your family with your own hands. My first self-butchered deer was ugly, and I ate every ounce of it. My 10th one was better. My 20th one is clean, efficient, and consistently good. I still learn something from every animal. The deer teaches you if you let it. All you have to do is show up with a sharp knife and enough humility to do it wrong a few times first. You have been listening to Field Honest. Read the story and find more field notes at fieldhonest.com.